Hey everyone, welcome to Home Therapy. It's your host, Anita Yokota. This is the podcast where we break free from our negative thoughts about our home and ourselves. As a licensed therapist and interior designer, I'm committed to bring you raw, relatable, and revealing home therapy sessions to help renovate the real in all of us. But guess what? It won't be all serious business. I love having fun, so we're going to definitely include the ridiculously crazy and funny moments we all experience at home. From DIY fails to spontaneous paint jobs and even discussions on how to decide on a style with your partner, how to motivate your kids to organize their spaces. Sound familiar? I get it. Even as a designer, I'm right here with you, navigating through these challenges and sharing the journey. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so get comfy, sink into your couch, because this is the place to get your home therapy, one session at a time with me, Anita Yokota. Welcome to Home Therapy Podcast with Anita Yokota. Today is just me and you, solo session on understanding the importance of design identity. How many of you feel so confused about a certain spot in your home, or you're feeling lost and just not knowing really what style you want or have? As a therapist who's helped clients make sense of their story for over 20 years, and as a designer who helps them tell it, it is a profound connection between who we are and what our homes feel and look like. When I was a young therapist, I did lots and lots of home visits. And the first step into a home, I already knew the emotional climate because physically, I could see the environment to be either chaotic, disorganized, very cluttered, or it could be a very sterile environment that's too clean or just non-emotional. So these are all clues to me of how that family functioned in the space. Unbeknownst to me, I became their home organizer as well as therapist. Wherever there was an interpersonal conflict, I also helped them organize the space, increase their functionality and aesthetics. It just kind of went hand in hand. In hindsight, I can totally see why the homes were so impactful to the relationships that lived in it. The layout of a room, the lighting, the furniture, all these elements can support or detract from our mental health. Our design identity is a reflection of who we are at our core. It's about understanding our preferences, our desires, our unique sense of style. And when we live in these spaces that align with our design identity, we feel more comfortable, more at peace, and more authentically ourselves. And this is the reason why I get up in the morning, guys. I love helping people discover who they are. And what better way to discover who we are than in our own homes? Our home is a place where vulnerability can be born. It's kind of scary, isn't it, to be vulnerable? I know a lot of times I don't like it, but I know it's necessary to pave the road for authenticity. My goal is to have meaningful connections with my family, myself, and others outside of the home. So it's very important to me to have a home environment that's cozy, that's inviting, and that fosters improving relationships and connection. Back to being a therapist doing all those home visits, I also observed that once we cleared up the chaos, identified the interpersonal conflicts, and made the home environment conducive to more positive interactions, then all of a sudden, their stress decreased. They were able to verbalize their needs and wants more effectively. They were able to problem solve and overall improve decision making. And here's why it's so important to know your design identity, because then your decision making is cut down to something that's very, very clear. When you have clarity and focus, you're not going to be inundated with 5 million paint colors or 6 million tile patterns. And because you're confident and secure about yourself, then there's no second guessing. There's no overthinking. There's no fears and limiting beliefs. It's just more of a effortless process. Your home should be a reflection of who you are and nobody else's. When your living space aligns with your design identity, then it's a tangible expression of your personal interests, tastes, and personality. Your design identity not only affects aesthetics, but also the functionality of your home. By understanding your needs and expectations, you can tailor your space to your lifestyle and enhance everyday experiences. This could be furniture layout, storage solutions, lighting, everything that contributes to a comfortable and practical living environment. Relationships and connection. Like I said before, this is what fuels me to be your home therapist. You're not going to feel like someone's going to judge you when they come over. You're going to feel like you're very free to host events and you're confident about it. And you just are so happy to invite people into your home. Your home becomes a welcoming and inviting backdrop for social interactions, fostering meaningful connections with families and friends. Sharing your home becomes a joyous experience where you're deepening your relationships and creating those core memories. In my opinion, homes are your creative playground when you can experiment, take design risks, and really put yourself out there, out of your comfort zone, and find different patterns that you didn't think you would like before, or try different colors, maybe different styles of furniture. I think a lot of us have these limiting beliefs where once our home is set, or we have the perfect picture home, then it's going to stay the same forever and ever, and it's static. Life doesn't work that way. I can tell you, I want it static too, but change is really the constant. Change is a good thing. What you and your family need now can be very different from a year from now, or even 6 months from now. So live in it and experiment and design your home in the way that you need and thrive today. Don't put anything on hold and don't hang on to things that don't work for you anymore. Now that we've talked about the importance of design identity, I'm sure you're asking, okay, now how do I find it? Here's the thing. You always have to think about your why or your purpose. In my method, I call it the core desire. Just as in therapy, where understanding your core values and motivations is key to personal growth and healing, just as in therapy, where understanding your core values and motivations is key to personal growth and healing, clarifying your intention, your living environment is fundamental to creating a home that truly supports your well-being. Your core desire is the heart and soul of your home. It's a guiding principle that informs every design decision, from the layout and color scheme to the furniture and decor. Without a clear understanding of what your core desire is, this is where we run into trouble. We start going one way and down a rabbit hole, or we go another way on Pinterest, and we just confuse ourselves. All of these things send us into analysis paralysis. And as you know, that never helps us. We want a way to free our mind, body, spirit at home so we can live our best lives. Think of your core desire as the foundation of which your home is built. Your core desire is a compass. It keeps you anchored. So once your design identity has a core desire, then you're not going to go off into tangents about different tiles that you see the next day. Once you make a design decision, you stick with it. Next question you might have for me is, all right, I know my core desire. I have a grasp of my design identity now. How do I translate that into actionable tasks and decisions and choices? Do not worry. I've developed a unique home therapy tool. It's called the intake form. It's very similar to when you first have your therapy session with a new therapist and you're getting to know each other. This form prompts you to ask certain questions like, what feelings do you want your home to evoke? What activities do you engage in most frequently in your home? What values are important to you and how they can be reflected in your space? How do you envision your ideal lifestyle within your home? By taking the time to complete this intake form, you're going to gain valuable insights into your design preferences, lifestyle priorities, and underlying motivations. You're going to feel so confident to make design choices that align with your core desire and design identity. Doesn't that feel good? Isn't that exciting? I'm going to share a quick story. So my family room is tiny. It's one of those builder grade homes that have the kitchen and family room squished together. And then on the other side, the living room and dining room combo is squished together. The builder decided how our family was going to live. And after 14 years, I was like, no, I'm going to decide how we're going to live. And my family is going to decide how we're going to live. So I actually swapped the dining room from the living room combo over into the family room, one large, but I call it a mini great room. Now we have the dining room near the kitchen and it makes so much more sense. So when we discovered as a family our core desire, our intention and purpose for the different spaces, and we shuffled it around, it was a game changer. It's a true reflection of who we are now.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Home Therapy with Anita Yokota. If this episode resonated with you, consider passing it along to a friend, family member, coworker, or roommate. Spread the love, one home therapy session at a time. New episodes of Home Therapy are released every Tuesday. Subscribe to this podcast and never miss an episode. To leave a rating or review of the show, head to Apple Podcasts and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay in touch with me throughout the week, seeing behind-the-scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by subscribing to my website, anitayokota.com. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I adore our time together so much, guys. Let's keep our intentions focused and calm. And as always, use your home as therapy.